Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. Kim and Mike Burge from the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska.
Which is Valentine's Day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, big deal here in the heart city.
It is indeed. It is indeed. So we've got lots to talk about. We're going to kick off by just saying we hope the Slut and Angus 36th Annual Bull Sale was a huge success yesterday. We're excited for them, and we appreciate them sharing their information on the good stuff.
This season, spend time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. Well, we know a lot of you ranchers are going to be starting your calving season here pretty soon if you haven't got that going already, and you need a copy of the Tri-State Livestock News at your side to help you whale the hours in there. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, let's talk dollars.
Dollars?
Dollars for Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Where is most money spent for Valentine's Day?
Candy.
Oh, no. Flowers.
Flowers. Okay, I didn't know if it would be candy or flowers.
Yeah, it could have flipped either way.
How much?
About $2.3 billion is expected to be, for flowers, and about $1.8 billion for candy.
Ooh, big day for the florist and the candy shops.
That's right. Flowers are a classic way to show love to your significant other. Flower companies profit enormously. Throughout the year, Americans purchase flowers for occasions that include Mother's Day, Easter, and New Year's Day. For Valentine's Day, Americans go big. And in 2023, they spent about $2.3 billion on flowers and floral arrangements. Now, when it comes to candy, Americans begin to see heart-shaped chocolate boxes appear on shelves in January, of course. Both chocolates and sweet candy are popular gifts to buy around Valentine's Day. And one of the biggest chocolate and sugar confectionery manufacturers in the country, Hershey, stands to profit quite a bit on Valentine's Day. They advertise well-known brands such as Reese's, Twizzlers, and Kit Kat. For Valentine's Day, Hershey packages many of its products in heart-shaped boxes to drive up revenue more. A company spokesperson indicated that Valentine's Day is ranked as the company's fourth biggest season behind Halloween, Easter, and Christmas. And guess what the third ranking for spending money for Valentine's Day?
Going out for supper. No, that should be more than that.
Actually, that didn't even hit the top three. It's lingerie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, total expected spent about $2.1 billion. Clothing and lingerie companies bring in big earnings for the Valentine's season. Victoria's Secret stands as the biggest lingerie retailer. Victoria's Secret is the parent company of both Victoria's Secret and Pink. Victoria's Secret previously fell under L Brands, but became independent in August of 2021. Adore Me also drives an increase in sale around Valentine's Day. They're a New York-based lingerie company with enormous growth since launching in 2012. So apparently there's money to be made as we show others that we love them. Okay, guess what the next one is?
I don't know, but I was just going to say, there's no bad time for chocolate, is there?
No. Or lingerie.
Flowers. I have a trick question for you, though. It's not really a trick question.
Okay.
What do you think the percentage is of Americans who prefer milk chocolate over dark chocolate? What do you think?
Oh, it's probably, I would say, 70% people.
Actually, 49% prefer milk chocolate and 34% enjoy dark chocolate the most. So about a third of the people like dark chocolate the best. And that leaves you with a certain percentage in there of people that just don't like chocolate, apparently.
Or like both.
Oh, they could.
Yeah, they like both. You know, it just seems to me like there's just always still quite a few people, although I have preferred dark chocolate for a very long time. And so, you know, if there's dark chocolate in the deal, I'm looking for that. And people go, here, you can have it all. That doesn't happen as much anymore. Darn anyway.
People are being converted over to dark chocolate.
Yeah, they are. I love the more chocolate, less sugar, because I don't like things so sweet, and dark chocolate gives me that.
Well, whether you like dark chocolate or milk chocolate or no chocolate at all, we want to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day from Mike and Kim Burge here in Valentine, Nebraska, Cupid's home office.
And remember, it's the day before, so you still have time.
Yep.
Wink, wink.
Get it done before tomorrow. And tune in tomorrow for more of the good stuff.